说敌军的错错错分 since I'm talking about this subject, so 军的错 so there are many people, but there are people who receive initiations, have some initiation, but there's a commitment to 错 so actually it's not eating meat, she's a, you're supposed to visualize into nectar and take nectar, so that's why you don't call meat and wine, you call meat, bala, and for the wine called madana. So the name change. The reason change name is that. So to stop with the, I think that the meat and the wine is the ordinary. So by the transplantation, transplant nectar, that was, so that is what's called blessing talk, means that. Blessing talk means that, that time, that prayer you to do, is that talks about transforming into nectar, quantum nectar, from the ordinary appearance, ordinary food, ordinary meat to wine, then from there you do, then it's also truly existing meat and wine and truly existing food. From there, you put that into emptiness, then change into pure nectar, which essence is the times of wisdom. Non-duality, transcendentalism of non-duality, all the things. So that's the definite meaning of talk is that. The experience is talk, you see. That experience is, that's really talk. So that, so the external form that can be, interpreted one, talk, see. So then, yeah, you take that and then you then generate, then you generate, you have to generate to see, you have to experience, at least you visualize, you see, generated infinite bliss, understand the emptiness, you see. At least you have to visualize, if you can't feel, but you visualize. Best, of course, to feel, to try to feel something, see, bliss. Even if you can't see emptiness, but at least, you know, bliss, some feeling bliss, you see. that's similar to what you, when you're taking initiation, you see, as much as more you can feel bliss, then that much greater, that much, more profound initiation you have received. Like that, you see. So, there's different levels of initiation. There are hundreds of people taking initiation, so everybody don't receive same initiation. So depending on how much bliss they can generate, you see. So different levels of initiation they receive. Some great, some middle, some small, see like that. Then at least the maximum is some joy, try to experience some joy, something like that. So therefore, what I'm saying is, and then, because it's public, so there are many who have received the Ashtanga initiation, but then there are maybe people who haven't received at all Ashtanga initiation, who don't have commitment to that. So therefore, so therefore, in case there are people who don't understand and who get by seeing that it is wrong view, by heresy, Tibetan mind of Buddhism. Tibetan mind of Buddhism, heresy, or the great Lama, like including Lama Tsongkhapa, the great Lama, including those great enlightened beings, you get heresy, you see. Then, in that case, there are danger of that. Then some people can create a heavy negative karma. That by seeing that, passing through, some people can be very heavy negative karma, because you can see abandon the Holy Dharma, you see, thinking is bad in Tibetan Buddhist mind. Buddhism, you see, because don't understand. The person doing the research, didn't study, you know, how is it taught, how Tantra was taught by Buddha, you know, all the research, you see, when taught, where, in what form, which lady, who requested, didn't study all these things. So, doesn't know why Tantra exists, you know. So in the sense, abandon, you know, the Dharma, you know, while the Tibetan mind Buddhism is Tantra Vajrayana teaching, it came from Buddha, taught by Buddha Vajradhara, you know, the, so Sutta teaching is taught with aspect of free from attachment, you see, the monk aspect, you see. Then Tantra teaching is taught tactic number, so the aspects from the attachment, you see. Like that, but it's one being, you know, well, not two different, Vajradhara and Buddha, Shajan Buddha, not two different persons, it's just one being. So, with that aspect, it reveals Tantra. So, manifest Kalachara, manifest Yamataka, taught Yamataka, shown Yamataka path, you know, manifest Heruga, Buddha manifest Heruga, Buddha Vajradhara manifest Heruga, then showed Heruga path, so like that. So it's all has a history where I taught, who requested, everything, you know. And who didn't make research studies the how it works and how what it is and what it is. So then just then you know abandon as heresy and abandon, you know. And then the person could as I told you before, abandon of the Dharma is much worse than having destroyed all the statue, every single statue in the world, every single stupa in the world, every single scripture in the world, you see. So if you destroy one, how heavy it is. Now there's everything, heavier than having destroyed everything, all those holocausts, you see. So then you can imagine if somebody abandoned Tibetan Mount Buddhism, you see, then this is dependence, you see. Unbelievable karma. So therefore, in case there are problems like this, my suggestion is that after they finish the puja, you know, you can pass to some in the front, you see, maybe the sanghas or some, you see, you know, some in the front who have taken high tantra great initiation and with a commitment, you know. So pass some in front, then majority, after puja finished, then they come there at the altar to take, those who have taken initiation, you see, they come to the altar, at the altar, then they take by themselves, those who have commitment, those who take Ashtanga initiation, those who have to talk. So this way, then they get done their practice, and those other people don't have to get confused and create a way if they come abandon the Dharma, which is the Sakramanda Vajrayana teachings, or Tibetan Buddhism, see. So that's my suggestion. See, you discuss. If you think there's a great danger, then you should do like that. If you think there's no great danger, then you can just pass to everybody. See. And they understand their devotion, they understand. And so you have to discuss and see what you want to pass to everybody in the public, there was a public talk, you see. not initiation times, but not able to take times where they're able to take initiation. Maybe not that time, but I think not like that, you know, where there's all mixture of people, you see. And then whether to pass import or not, that you have to think about. The Bala Matana, so the Bala means. That has a special purpose. So you blessing salt means that sort of into nectar, the transmission into prison. That's which is the highest tantric path, you know. Highest tantric path, or the, you know, that's the experience, the highest tantric path, that like atomic bomb, that is quickest way to eliminate, destroy the defilements, the dualist view, dualist mind, which I mentioned, this is the a real nectar, there is asana power. But also could be, you know, that also could be the, what you're going to achieve, the dharmakaya, you see, that. So anyway, so that medicine signifies, so eating with this meditation, you know, with this experience, meditation, tantric meditation, so actually not eating meat, but it's nectar, you know, experience nectar. So so that hooks the illusory body, realization of illusory body, the cause of rupakaya. Then the madana, the wine, taking these with this transformation, and then generates the experience that hooks the clear light, the clear light, the path, you see, wisdom, this wisdom creates a method. So then, which is the cause of Dharmakaya. So you can see what you achieve from these, these two paths, method of wisdom, and then the ultimate goal, you see, is Rupakaya Dharmakaya. So it has this extensive, very profound meaning behind. So of course, person has a lot of merit to be able to understand this. And you see, who don't have merit, and then how much you try to explain, won't understand, and person will still get heresy. I had experience in the past with two nuns from Singapore when I went the first time to Malaysia. So they were interested in my talk, so they followed Malaysia and a few different places to my talk. But when it came to Dharamsala, so I tried to explain to them the puja in Midwan, you see. At the train station, the airport or train, I think maybe train station, we were waiting. So they had a lot of doubts, so I tried to explain, but I couldn't understand. And also, so anyway, couldn't understand. So then I think afterwards they gave it up, you know, from Tibetan Buddhism, you see. So at the beginning there was, they liked it, they liked my talk, and they followed many places. So anyway, just to do with this Balamadana, you know. So anyway, that's my experience. How much I tried to explain, they couldn't understand. So that's because they don't have marriage to practice Tantra. Yeah. I think as far as for me, in my view, that I think they stopped. Yeah. There's all the, it's not just Tibetan thing, there's all the quotations from root Tantra. You will check in commentaries of the deities, like Vajrayogini or in the commentaries, part of the talk, you will see the root Tantra where it's quoted, where you need this Brahmadana. So it's not just on a Tibetan trip. So basically, whatever practice you do, meditation practice, there's a reference to Buddha's teachings, you know, the great yoga pandits, then you do it. If there's no reference, then you don't do it. If it's not something mentioned there, you don't do it. So that's the conclusion, you see. No matter how much it is advertised, this is something very special, and you can achieve enlightenment one day or so forth, you see. No matter how powerful it is or this and that. So how to judge it? If it's something that you can quote to Buddha's teaching, that was something Buddha taught and the great yoga pandits, you know, then that's valid to practice, otherwise not valid. No. So anybody can make up something, see. If you don't know where to define, then anybody can make up something. Like the food, you can make all kinds of different ideas. So a lot depends on how much merit the person has, imprint and much merit. For example, bodhicitta, you know, if you explain somebody bodhicitta to have a great compassion to each and every single number of sentiments, and to free them from all the sufferings, you know, cause by oneself, by yourself, by oneself, to say that responsibility. Therefore, for people who don't have intelligence, they don't have marriage to practice Mahayana teaching, then you see, will be scared, will find very difficult, will be scared engaging that practice. But they would prefer, much more simpler, and prefer to, you see, to achieve liberation for oneself, to prefer more simpler, more comfortable that. So we don't have marriage to practice Buddhism, that would have been afraid. It's too much, too much for my mind, too much for my mind. So they were the best of things like that, we don't have merit. No merit, no intelligence. No great merit to practice minor teaching. So you have to understand, you have to think also that way. The person is supposed to be unbelievable joy and happy to work for sentient being, to the responsibility for oneself, to free the sentient beings from all the sufferings, from the whole entire suffering causes, incredible joy, to that by oneself, take responsibility, to take the responsibility on oneself, incredible joy, happy. But then this person will be like a burden, like mountains put on the person's, like whole huge mountain put on the person's head. Like they would feel burdened. So here one way, unbelievable, incredible joy, happiness is the most meaningful life. It's the best thing in your life. But you see, that's what I think. That's similar to when you engage in a great task, when you take a great task, to help to work for a sentient being. Big ways, all the sentient beings, to take responsibility, to free them from the suffering causes, to make a vow, to responsibility, oneself alone, free them from all the suffering causes and bring enlightenment, making a vow, make it serious to that, So they're, unbelievable joy, the best thing to do in your life, Now similar, like, great task. now going for small ones. So similar, like to be director of the center, Now we're going for very, very small tasks, very small task, Our first one is all the sentient beings. Now here, just a center, the one Dharma center, to be director, or the, whatever director, or, whatever the different responsibility to take, to benefit for those, make useful, beneficial, those people who come at the center, because people then have of course, the benefit is eventually to all sentient beings, benefit. Every sentient being receives benefit from that. Because every person who comes to learn Dharma is a Mahayana teaching. This is a Mahayana teaching, Lamrim, basically. So, it's all in the business of others, benefit others, Bodhicitta. So therefore, everybody who comes there, even beginning of the meditation, even beginning of the teaching, is a Sanjay Chodong Tradition, you Bodhicitta to benefit others in the business. So, everything that you do, begin meditation or do preliminary practice or teachings or everything becomes a bodhicitta. So you can see, every person come there, whatever practice, taking teaching or giving teaching or sadhanas or whatever, they do so by generating motivation bodhicitta. So tradition is begin with bodhicitta refuge, So every person comes to center, to do these various different practices, is done with bodhicitta. So that means everything is dedicated to benefit all sentient beings. So you can see here very clearly, that it covers all sentient beings. Each person coming to whatever they do different things. Then similar, if we are doing different jobs, similar the motivation should be similar. Not only when you do prayers or when you practice, when you listen teachings or give teachings or But even the work, even the job, Shiva Sam, you know, Shiva Bodhicitta, I should begin like this. So I have a motivation for that. So even whatever job one is doing in the center, you see, cooking or everything, not only that, but all the other rest, or cleaning, or whatever each person does, so making offerings, you know? So it should be with Bodhicitta. It is exactly the same. We shouldn't think only for prayers, you know, when before you begin prayer, but it shouldn't think like that. So in the daily life, much of it is working, you know, keeping busy doing other things, you know, not sitting and doing prayers, not that. So therefore it's more important to begin with bodhicitta, all the activities that we do in the rest of the time. Because where we spend most of our life is that, not by sitting in the cushion and the meditation or prayers. So I say, so here is the meditation center. I'm just using an example. This is not the only thing, meditation center. You know, now you're getting on the very small task. You see, so after that you see. So the other way is if you know how to think, you know, it's unbelievable joy, incredible thing that you can offer service to. You have opportunity to offer service to sentient beings, to help the sentient beings, you see, to make Dharma, to practice Dharma, to purify the cause of sorrow, to purify the karma, save them from the lower realms by making available teachings, you see, practices at the center. So the, and you know, by giving teaching, by showing teaching path, the meditation, by making prayer, meditation, so then, plant seed, even by hearing teachings on the path, and then sooner or later, they're able to exercise the path. Either this level or not, next level or next level, sooner or later, they're able to meet with Dharma again, even next life. So then, the cause to meet with Dharma again, is a perfect immediate birth, Buddha birth, by hearing Dharma, they get a higher birth. When they hear, by hearing Buddhism, different from others, Buddhism, they can receive, higher birth. So, not only to meet Dharma, understand teaching in the future, but you get a higher birth. You have, has to remember that. You're giving higher birth to them when they listen to Dharma. When you give teaching, or when you listen, when you are not giving teaching, but you arrange that, you know, you arrange course, or you arrange teachings, so you're causing the sentient beings in the future by listening to Dharma to get a higher birth and to meet Dharma and to exercise path. From the imprint, and then the ceases departments, there is liberation and enlightenment, definitely. So that's why it is said that, it is said the sentient beings, you know, the samsara has no beginning, but there's an end. That's one saying. So this is how they have end the samsara, and this is how you do, see, to happen. So similarly here, we think very small task. It's an unbelievable joy you can have. When we're thinking, if you know how to think, incredible joy, unbelievable joy, you see, like that. And because the benefits are unbelievable, and they help the sentient beings, you see, to meet Dharma, and learn Dharma, to purify Nigit Karma, immediately to purify Nigit Karma, to save from the lower realm, there's the immediate danger, to save the unbelievable suffering, you see. Then gradually sees by external path, sees the departments and achieve liberation and enlightenment. So anyway, then by the way, because teaching good karma, teaching abandoned karma and practice good karma, so that's what it teaches. So therefore, they really come to know what's the cause of success in the life. So what's the cause of success even in this life? What's the cause of success? Happen this life. Then they really learn. This happiness, future happiness, then they know without good karma they can't achieve happiness, success. So, you see, so then, by learning karma, teach karma, which is the fundamental teaching of the Buddha, so therefore, you see, then they come to know, the understanding where, what cause of success, cause of happiness. So this is how you help, even the temporary, to achieve temporary happiness and, you see, like that. You see. Otherwise, you did think, you see, cause of happiness always outside, you know? Always outside, you know? Then they never think their mind has to be the cause of happiness. They never think that. And it becomes also cause of suffering. They never think that. And they never think cause of suffering is outside, and cause of happiness is only outside, you see. So then their method for achieving happiness is totally wrong. Engaged in a total wrong means of achieving happiness. So that's why, what they wish is happiness, but the method always becomes nirdhamma. So wrong, see. So that's how then constantly suffer, died, born, samsara, you see, so like that. So even, see. And then encounter family problems also in this life, you know? Yeah, so, so that part of TV channel is finished. That part of TV channel is off. Go back to But I'm using center is one thing, but this particular minata, you see, attribute is task that you take over, you see, that, you know, that's good, particular center means. The other question, one should have this attitude. The bodhisattvas. So then, how to do the work? We have to follow the bodhisattvas' attitude and bodhisattvas' actions. So how to do the work? You know, example. Dharma Center is one, but I mean there's many other things. You know, so the now how to do? If you don't know how to do, then you see. If the attitude is ego, you see self-chasing thought, and then, you know, the worldly concern, attachment, clinging to this life, you know. To achieve happiness in this life, even though you're doing the activities, but the motivation is, ego, self-chasing thought, then you will. You will encounter many problems, so many problems with yourself. You will find difficulty with yourself, and then your clash with others. So the personality crash or the ego crash, you see, like car accident, two ego crash, you know, like car accident, like the aeroplane or car accident, so. That so even you see you you wouldn't be happy, you see, with yourself. If it's ego, then you wouldn't be happy with yourself, you see. You're not happy with yourself. But if it's motivation, not ego, you'll be happy with yourself. You enjoy with yourself, and so. There's peace and happiness, and there's and then particular also the not world concern, see, power and reputation, so for this life happiness, see, then as only for others, you know, only to benefit others. You know, like that, then you see, you see yourself high esteem. I don't know about in the Chinese, but in the West, they talk about so much low esteem, high esteem. You know, they talk so much. They care. They concern so much high esteem, low esteem. You know, there's not esteem. When you make momos, you know, steam, you know, not that one, steam in your the mind steam, your mind steaming, not by gas, not by the fire, you know, steam. how the difficulties one faces. It's a you can make your life no difficulties. you see, because so much is concept, your own concept, the difficulty comes from one way of thinking. One way of thinking, then you see things become difficult. That person is bad, or that what the person does, says, is bad. You see, and one way of thinking, you see, there's no problem. You don't see problem, one way of thinking. One way of thinking, you see problem. One way of thinking, you don't see different way of thinking, you don't see that there's no problem. So that's very clear. If you really think, well, this is like one way of thinking, you have problem. When if you change that, if you change your mind, different way, the opposite, different way of thinking, then you don't have problem. See, so it's very clear. So much is like this. So in our life, so. You can say all the problems come from your mind. It all came from one's mind, all the problems. Normally I say, how it came from one's mind? Two things. One thing is, came from your past negative karma. Your past negative karma, a result, you know? Yeah, people don't listen to you. They don't agree with you. You see, your wishes don't get fulfilled. People get angry to you, hyper criticize you, or whatever. So all these things, you see. Somehow your wishes don't get fulfilled. They don't know exactly what you want or what you ask for, or do opposite. However, past things. So it came from your mind. You see, the problem didn't come from, the problem where it came, it came from your own mind. So that's one explanation. Second, even though it came from your past negative karma, but this moment, your way of thinking is positive towards the situation. You look at the benefits of the problem. You look at the benefits of the difficulties. The person is angry to you, a person, you know, I've talked about the patient, you remember? Without anger, there's no participation. So, participation, so benefits of the anger, benefits of the person, benefits to you, you know, or you receive from that person's anger. So, all these benefits of difficulties, problems. So if you look at it, then your mind level positive, then you see positive. So then you see positive, then you feel happy. So you're experiencing the negative, result of difficulty, problem, result of past negative karma, but because you're present this moment, way of thinking is positive, you see, as I mentioned before, so I made everything positive, you know, that brings you happiness, happy mind, you see, happy feeling, pleasant feeling. So you see, it came from, the happiness came from your mind, here, this is the practice what we should do. Even though it is a result of karma, past karma, okay, came from your mind. So you can see the problem didn't come from outside. So the other one, what we should have, so what we should abandon, and what happens if we don't abandon? You see, the practice, the lumbering, you know, the thought transformation in the daily life while we're experiencing, especially when the difficulties arise, when we're encountering difficulties in the life, difficult situation, difficult with the people. So then, you don't practice lumbering, you don't practice thought transformation, you see. Don't practice dharma. You don't bring dharma into your daily life. You know, but dharma, the dharma is only when you sit on a cushion or praying or making offerings and prostrations, reading the sutras, reading, you know, scriptures, and doing prayers. So you don't You think of Dharma only that. You don't think Dharma. You don't think Dharma when you encounter difficulties, problems in life. You see, to use Dharma, if you practice Dharma in daily activities, then your problem can be solved. Your problem gets solved by yourself. Because you are practicing Dharma with the situation. So you're able to solve the problem, then you don't have difficulties. You're able to solve the problem by yourself. So that is self-puja. That is self-puja, you know. You do puja by yourself, best puja by yourself, you know. Without asking the monastery, you collect merit by making offerings, of course. Monastery, you know, higher, so forth. But here's simple, very simple thing. Practice Dharma with the situation. Problem doesn't rise. A problem that is stopped. So that's the best quickest puja. So solve the problem. See. then you make offering to yourself. You know, many offering to yourself. Respect it to yourself. So the problem is everything you look at is what other people do, and they think, how they behave. Everything you look at is negative, you know, what their life situation, everything looks negative. You put a negative label, then you appear at the present negative, and then you see negative. Then they must get angry, upset, and then, you know, see. So it all came from your mind. So here, in the mind you know what's the right or wrong, but you know, you have wisdom to see what's right. But you see, it's only praise, you know, only making me happy, and so doesn't mean you should be kind of fool yourself. I'm saying that Bodhisattva is, you know, it's not saying that Bodhisattva, you know, the no discriminating thoughts. You know, how Bodhisattva can achieve enlightenment without discriminating thoughts, you see. How Bodhisattva, then they have a lot of problems with them. If the Bodhisattva doesn't have discriminating thoughts, you see, wisdom. So, and so anyway, that's the model. So then brings happiness to everybody. So then makes you so happy, and then makes everybody so happy with you. So like that, you see, then everybody want to come center to study, and you know, to help, and to, you know, to practice. So it becomes a place for people. The people regard that place as enjoyment. By going there, you have happiness, peace. You see, they regard it as a place of peace and happiness, you know, habit. So therefore, they have to come there, you see. So otherwise, the opposite, you know, then everybody want to leave, so like that, you see. Or don't want to come back, you see. They don't want to go there, you see, like that. So anyway, the essence is that, you know, moral, we should, moral is the, you know, even cleaning, even you to clean, there's a clean, you know, you learn from school or from, I don't know from where you learn, the clean, professional cleaning. So I think professional cleaning, professional cooking, you know, professional writing, So I think that's everything. There's professional where you can learn from a professional person. So here, there's no place ranked, you know, oh, this is where you learn how to be director, or this is a special place, you know, Dharma Center, to be director, Dharma Center, or, you know, the SM, or Dharma Center, city, I don't know, you know, all the other different jobs, you see. But there's no place that, you know, where you can go. So, except recent years we have in the organized FMT, there's a training, you know, there has been training, is it the attitude and the, there has been last few years set it up, you know, people, I think, to train others. So, but however, the when there's a lambam teaching given, when there's teaching, when there's a Buddha, when there's a teaching, when there's a Buddhism teaching given, lambam teaching is given, you see, Bodhicitta teaching is given, you see, however, anyway, when there's teaching is given, that is training. That is the, that one has to understand, that is the training, how, training, you see, how to be a good human being, how to be a good human being, and how to be everything. How to be director, how to be, you know, everything, see, all the different works, how to be, it doesn't say the work itself, you know, do this way, you know, put the vacuum this way and that way, you know, it doesn't say, but the attitude, you see. But the attitude and, you know, to not harm others, to benefit others, to respect others, cherish others, all the things there. So that's training. Whenever they're teaching Buddhism, giving, that's training. So real training is there, even though it doesn't specify, you know, the doesn't bring up those particular, see, as I mentioned about cleaning, you know, how to put the vacuum, all this, you see, you know. Yeah, the, you know, when you're cooking, what food to put together, you know, then bring this taste. This doesn't talk about that, but it's a real training that about the attitude and you know, attitude and towards others, how to behave, all that. There, that from where you achieve so much happiness and give so much happiness to others, so it is there. So that, so anyway. so I think about that's it, finished, not finished. That part. I thought it finished, but I think there's 2 words left. But it's not talking about this issue. So, you see, more, for example, Guru devotions, the Guru, the Guru devotion practice or the Guru yoga practice or the serving the Guru, more hardship there is, you see, more you come to get purified, you cook, you achieve enlightenment, like Milarepa and many others, you know, they who bear most, more hardship, building the tower 3 times by himself alone and tear it down, you see. Which include many hundred thousand Vajrasapa prostrations and, you know, the, say, all those preliminary practices, which include many hundred thousand. So, achieve enlightenment in one brief lifetime of degenerative time, because Mahaprabhu's skillful means, you see, letting to build a tower and so to build, purify all the nirkamas that lie in the past lives to, from beginning the birth to be purified quickest. So the result is that then, having done that correctly without arising any heresy, without losing devotion, then you see achieving enlightenment the quickest, you see. So that's similar to sentient beings. Sentient beings, harder it is to see, to work for sentient being, so then more the karma get purified. You see, so much the karmas, having the karmas from beginning to birth get purified. More of that, then you see with the with a sincere heart of compassion for others, then you see being more harshly, then you cross to you become achieving much more closer, the kuga. So now similar here, I mentioned the Guru, the next one is sentient beings. So, like that, you see. So Bodhisattvas, You know, Bodhisattvas, they see realization as the most precious one, and so most kind, precious one. So therefore, they really wish so much to be in the hell, to be born in the hell. Instead of sentient beings suffering in the hell, themselves to be in the hell, to suffer. So, you see, that's also very good to remember, not their life. So, but the Bodhisattva's attitude is, so they pray to about that, you see. Lakatambakeshi Chekawa. He was made a prayer to be born in the hell for sentient beings. But then what happened was, when he was actually passing away, the Pure Land happened, the appearance of Pure Land happened. He told his attendant, the monk, the young monk, that he didn't succeed his wishes. So anyway, that's the Bodhisattva's attitude, you see. And also, since we have taken Bodhisattva vow, especially, you know, that means to do that, go on Bodhisattva, how they think and how they, cherish traits and beings. So we will take vow. So, that's also one thing, you see. So the whole aim, here when we do the work, the whole our aim should be the happiness of sentient beings. That should be the, even you're thinking of enlightenment, but what for? That's not the reason. It's the happiness, for the happiness of sentient beings, to achieve that. So happiness of sentient beings should be their main goal, you see. So that, here I'm, this is not all Dharma Center. Even the business life, same. Even business life, how to do the business correctly, you see, that brings so much happiness, joy, and success in your life, and in the life of others, you know, that you see, it also makes everybody happy with you, and you are happy with everybody, and everybody has confidence to you, all that, you see, bodhicitta, you know, the compassion, good heart towards others, you know, the cherishing others, you know, respect others, your heart, sentient beings, other business people, sentient beings, your main goal is to bring happiness to them, you see, the main goal, you see, so in our heart should be, no question when you practice Dharma or working for center, you see. The happiness in them, but they should be the main one in your heart. Then for that method, the enlightenment, achieving enlightenment. Sentiment means happiness, you don't think, you know, that you don't care, and just think enlightenment. And sometimes that could be, that kind of attitude can be mistaken, because, you see, achieving enlightenment, you know, that achieving enlightenment, that attitude is self-cherishing thought, you see. Self-cherishing thought for your, you know, so achieving enlightenment for also happiness. So there can be, so even thinking of enlightenment, it can be mistaken that attitude, you see, first for oneself. If the concern of the happiness syndrome is not there in your heart, then, you see, that's not the proper motivation. It's bodhicitta, okay? So that becomes the motive. You know, you think of enlightenment, but then it's for yourself, you see. So it's similar to achieving liberation from oneself. So same attitude, you see. So I'm saying is that, before I talk to Dharma, but it's the same, you know, even one's even business life or company, everywhere, the happiness of sentient being as the main, you know, in your heart is the main object, is the main accomplishment, and then the motivation, all the business or whatever, come running company or whatever, good heart, is what it is possible, you know, the cherishing others. Especially in business life or other company, other, you know, or even works with this life, also this life, not, it also depends on motivation. But, not Dharma Center, even other activities, you see. So if your motivation is a good heart, you know, everything what you do, then everything becomes Dharma. In business or whatever, everything becomes Dharma. virtue. So that means always you're creating good luck. You know, every day you're creating good luck. Good luck, you see, virtue brings happiness, success all the, in the course of success all the time. You know, for even business, like, not with Dharma Center, just in other, you know, also, you know, work jobs of the company or business, whatever it is. So, you know, so you, whatever you do is always Dharma, cause of success, you know, everything, everything becomes clean, good luck, you see. So, then also, by the way, it's become an ethical life, you know, now they talk about it, ethical in business, or, I mean, business is one thing, but many others, you see. So it's also there, comes there, when you're good heart, it's also there. So anyway, so, so everybody become, everybody, say, trust you, and they become, say, close to you, and, you know, also you say, when you have a good heart, you become close to them. By your good heart, it brings you close to them. So then, anyway, so then, brings so much peace happens for others, you see. Even other lives, the other activities. So it brings so much success. So, like that, say, so, you know, so this way, other people cheating you, deceiving you, will become, you see, because you don't do that to others, so you don't create the karma to be cheated by others, you see, deceived by others. So there's also great protection. So it all comes with good heart, you see, towards others, in the, even business life, other lives, you see. So, not all Dharma Center. So I think maybe might need some break, short break. Okay? Some break, then I do the loom. Otherwise, if I couldn't do the loom now, then you may not hear the loom. And it might be the loom or the... then many of you might miss the loom, you know? Because you may be going to another world. You may be going to another world, you see. Maybe Shangri-La or something. The body is there, but the mind, you know, maybe, say, you know, say, in retreat. Mind in retreat, you see. ears closed down, everything closed down, you see. The retreat, deep retreat. Something like that. So I think that and as much possible I try to finish that tonight. So so again become my habit to become something else.